Well, it's all right, Roz. It's just the whole thing just catapulted me back to high school. You know, people only know me as an adult, but back then I was rather an unathletic, bookish sort. Jocks were the bane of my existence. They always called me a weenie, and they would steal all the girls that I wanted.
Oh, Fraser, you must have had some girlfriend.
Friends, yeah. Yeah, anytime they wanted a sensitive shoulder to cry on, but some blockheaded pillar of testosterone would come by, and it was, bye-bye, Fraser, maybe we can study later. And I'd head home to Niles, and we'd put on the Brandenburg Concertos and play air violin.
And did you have problems when you were growing up? That was from Fraser. But can you remember situations in school? Maybe it was grade school or middle school, what we used to call junior high school, or high school, where you just felt bullied or you felt teased or you felt like you weren't connecting. And maybe you were a little odd, such as going home to listen to the Brandenburg Concerto, which is a good odd, but maybe there were, maybe you were socially awkward, and maybe you still are. If you are still socially awkward and you don't know how to deal with maybe friends or relatives or meeting new people or even maybe your own kids and you want to learn some skills, bravo for you. You do want to not go through life with handicaps that you don't need to have. And certainly you can learn some assertiveness skills. And that's one of the many things we talk about on our show. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and the show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. It's an opportunity for you to pick up the phone and give me a call and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. And even though it's not therapy, it's a chance for you to get some tips or maybe a different perspective on some difficulty you've been dealing with. And I want to invite Angela to the show now. Angela, you have a partner, a spouse, who's been you some problems, huh?
Yes, big problems.
Yeah, tell you. You mentioned antisocial behavior. What are
he
you?
He was diagnosed with antisocial behavior disorder.
Okay.
And that's what me and our family is trying to deal with. He is seeing a psychologist.
Okay.
But the behavior has progressed and gotten elevated. I've been trying to contact the psychologist, not to find out about what the two of them are dealing with, but just to express some concerns with what's going on a daily basis, being that we have two young children.
How
and
old?
I have not been able to get any response from him other than him actually reading and printing an email that I sent to the psychologist to my husband.
Yeah.
More or less like I did it behind his back and saying that if I continue to contact him, he will no longer see my husband.
Okay, so this might be all the privacy regulations or it might be this particular individual. Because many times if you're dealing with, let me just pause for a minute. There are different types of therapy, and some therapists just have a very unique relationship with the individual, and they don't integrate other aspects of the picture, other pieces of the puzzle.
Okay.
I know I was trained in individual therapy, I was trained in couples therapy, in marital therapy, and I was trained in family therapy. And so if you notice that a husband is having problems and you know he has two young kids, or how old are your kids?
8 and 5.
8 and 5. And you want a fuller picture, and especially if the person has antisocial behavior disorder, you may have a couples session just to get a different perspective. And it doesn't mean you'd have a million couples sessions, but it's just to give information. In fact, when I've had couples come in and the husband is in therapy with someone else, I'm just paralleling your situation, mm-hmm. I recommend that the wife go in at least for one or two visits, call the psychologist so the psychologist can get a broader picture. And because especially an antisocial person.
I have actually been invited to come in to a couple sessions.
Okay.
And have spoken to him, but being that the behaviors that he's experiencing now don't seem to fall under the lines of the antisocial disorder. It began as more.
Okay, so first,
when I contacted him to ask him, you know, these symptoms have been progressing. Is this part of the treatment, or is this new behaviors? And how do I support him and our family support him in the responses that he has and help him on the path to recovery and have gotten nowhere.
Okay, so I can hear a difference in a philosophical foundation here, meaning if you think it's a disorder, a disease, then you're going to have one perspective on it. You're going to treat it like diabetes. He couldn't help himself, poor guy. And, you know, the family has to kind of kowtow to him and cater to him and work with him and hold it, take his hand. If he's been lying, cheating, being aggressive, assaulting, being reckless with your things or other people's things.
Which he has.
If he's been... if he's not consistently working, if he's doesn't show any remorse, if he's indifferent to you, I mean, these are some of the characteristics of antisocial. I don't know if he has the personality disorder, but
that is exactly it.
And
that's
if that's
exactly
the case, you could use some supportive therapy for yourself. I don't know if you have gone to a therapist.
I have not, but I have been talking about going.
Because what is the difference between an antisocial person and a criminal or a liar or a cheat or a deceitful person? To lie, you have to consciously know the truth and decide not to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm saying is there's a moral difference between, you know, we put people in jail when they lie, they cheat, they steal, they become physically aggressive, they refuse to honor financial obligations, they're contemptuous, they're con artist. And
yes.
But in psychology, we label them as antisocial personality disorder and treat them as if it's a disease. So you have a very private decision to make for yourself. Is he a good lifetime partner? Is he a good role model for your children?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, that came very quickly. Have you ever considered leaving him?
I have, actually. I have legally separated from him. I have not divorced him, only to keep him on my medical insurance so that he can seek professional help for this. He has moved away. He lives with his mother and father, who now have become the target of his aggression.
Okay, but you're not, and the kids are not. Is he getting, are the kids safe around
him?
Well,
the kids do get supervised visitation.
Okay, I'm very glad it's supervised. Okay, because you need to you know, the right person can enhance your life tremendously and make your life wonderful. You can't wait to come home to your best friend and hug and tell stories of your day and share kids together. And the wrong person can harm you, can undermine your life, can make each day a living hell or worse. You know, they can become assaultive. They can ruin your finances. They can ruin kids. So you need to make a decision where on the continuum he is. And I think that that is the most personal question for you. Not so much how can we be supportive of him.
But what is the confidentiality between him and his therapist when the behaviors are becoming
You know, it's unique to the therapist. And you can find a different therapist. You can talk to his... I don't know what recourse you have if the therapist is holding you at arm's length, whether you need legal recourse. If he's not doing you any harm, if you are separated, then you definitely want to... I know we're at the end of time here. Listen, I wish we had more time. Will you hang on and I will touch base with you right after the break. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER, and visit my website, drkenner.com.
Well, folks, if you're planning on going vacation, or maybe you're just looking for a new book to read, pick up The Selfish Path to Romance with Dr. Ellen Kenner and with Dr. Edward Locke. The book is so important for those who seek a healthy, loving relationship. Are you someone that always seems to choose the wrong person? Well, then you need to read this book. Or maybe you just want to improve your relationship. Understanding What Sex is Good and Why It's Good. Perfect book for anyone making a change in a relationship. Maybe you're going to explore a dating service. Learn how to avoid making making bad romantic choices. Maybe you have a family member who's coming out of a difficult relationship. Why not get the book for them? Dr. Kenner explains why your need should be met and why it's so important for someone to be comfortable, love themselves before they can love another. Stop watching everyone else be happy. Chapter 1 is free online at drkenner.com. This could change your life. Stop settling. Start enjoying your life of romance and passion. The Selfish Path to Romance, available on Amazon right now.